England takes over. New Netherland boasted an excellent harbor and thriving river trade. The English wanted to acquire the valuable Dutch colony that lay between England's New England and southern colonies. In 1664, the English sent a fleet to attack New Amsterdam. At the time, Peter Stuyvesant was governor of the colony. His strict rule and heavy taxes turned many of the people in New Netherland against him. When the English ships sailed into New Amsterdam's harbor, the governor was unprepared for a battle and surrendered the colony to the English forces. King Charles II gave the colony to his brother, the Duke of York, who renamed it New York. New York was a proprietary colony, a colony in which the owner, or proprietor, owned all the land and controlled the government. It differed from the New England colonies, where voters elected the governor and an assembly. Most of New York's settlers lived in the Hudson River Valley. The Duke of York promised the diverse colonists freedom of religion. In 1654, 23 Brazilian Jews had settled in New Amsterdam. They were the first Jews to settle in North America. In 1664, New York had about 8,000 inhabitants. Most were Dutch, but Germans, Swedes, Native Americans, and Puritans from New England lived there as well. The population also included at least 300 enslaved Africans. New Amsterdam, which was later called New York City, was one of the fastest-growing locations in the colony. By 1683, the colony's population had swelled to about 12,000 people. A governor and council appointed by the Duke of York directed the colony's affairs. The colonists demanded a representative government like the governments of the other English colonies. The Duke resisted the idea, but the people of New York would not give up. Finally, in 1691, the English government allowed New York to elect a legislature. New Jersey. The Duke of York gave the southern part of his colony, between the Hudson and Delaware rivers, to Lord John Berkeley and Sir George Carteret. The proprietors named their colony New Jersey after the island of Jersey in the English Channel, where Carteret was born. To attract settlers, the proprietors offered large tracts of land and generous terms. They also promised freedom of religion, trial by jury, and a representative assembly. The assembly would make local laws and set tax rates. Like New York, New Jersey was a place of ethnic and religious diversity. Because New Jersey had no natural harbors, however, it did not develop a major port or city like New York. The proprietors of New Jersey did not make the profits they had expected. Berkeley sold his share, West Jersey, in 1674. Carteret's share, East Jersey, was sold in 1682. By 1702, New Jersey had passed back into the hands of the king, becoming a royal colony. The colonists still continued to make local laws.